Let's give you a laugh this morning. I just love this one, which we came across last evening. It all relates to a story we broadcast on our news last weekend about the Gardaí in Sligo arresting a man who was breaking into cars in the Ballysadare area. And the Gardaí located the culprit by finding his footprints in the snow. Andrew Mooney gave us the details last Saturday morning.
And Sligo Gardaí arrested a man after following his footprints left in the snow. The Garda Snow Patrol received reports a person entering unlocked vehicles in the area yesterday evening who was chased by locals but evaded capture. In the early hours of this morning, Gardaí received reports of a man again interfering with the vehicles. The keen eye of the Gardaí spotted footprints leading away from the scene of the crime, so they followed them and found the man with stolen equipment as well as equipment to be used. He was arrested and taken to Ballymote Garda Station where he's been questioned.
Now, believe it or not, the story was taken up by a show in Los Angeles, California, a podcast, the Cox and Crender podcast. Somehow they came across the story. They were reviewing world news on their show. However, our story caused all sorts of confusion and laughter, indeed, for them. Have a listen to this.
There's nowhere to hide. Sligo Gardaí arrested a man after following his footprints left in the snow.
Wait, time out. What was this person's name?
Sligo Gardaí.
Sligo Gardaí? That's a hell of a name. That's a hell of a name. Sligo. The worst part is, I'm looking at it. Sligo Gardaí. I feel like it's Gardaí, right? Instead of Gardaí.
Listen, that's all you're getting with me. I can't say things.
Sligo sounds like the name of a Hasbro game. Sligo. Actually, it's a Jackbox game for sure.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Oh, for sure, it's Jackbox.
Sligo. The Garda Snow Patrol received reports of a person entering unlocked vehicles in the Ballysadare area yesterday evening who was chased by locals but evaded capture. In the early hours of the morning, Gardaí received reports of a man again interfering with vehicles. The keen eye of the Gardaí spotted footprints leading away from the scene.
It does not say the keen eye of the
Gardaí.
It
does. And you know they did it.
Who wrote this masterpiece of an article? The keen eye of the Gardaí.
Ocean FM.
Well, all right. This is a great story then.
So they followed them and found the man with the stolen equipment as well as the equipment being used. He's arrested and taken to Ballymote Garda Station where he's being questioned. Gardaí are appealing to the public to never leave their vehicle to... unlocked.
Wait, whoa. Sligo Gardaí is they're the Gardaí of Sligo.
What?
I don't think Sligo Gardaí is a name. I think Gardaí is like guards or police or something like that.
Oh.
Whoa. No, look this up.
They are the state police force of the Irish Republic.
There you go.
And Sligo is the town. Oh, my God. That makes so much more sense. But I'd rather it be someone named Sligo.
Me too.
There's some Irish people laughing at us.
Let's laugh at them. What is Sligo famous for? Sligo is a slice of heaven along Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Oh, shit. It does look beautiful, though. Oh, look at this photo. Oh, I hate it. Oh, it looks gorgeous. Oh, I'm so mad. Oh, my God,
it does. Look at that.
I can't make fun of them. It looks so beautiful. Oh, son of a... All right, well, yeah, stupid Ireland.
There's like some crazy
beauty.
Mountain ranges there, too. Oh, my God. Yeah, look at this. Look at this mountain range with the thingies. Look at that.
God, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. I hate it.
It's the cows, a castle, the mountains.
Yeah, that it looks like something out of a fantasy novel.
It does.
I can't even believe that. My favorite part is that it's this hill, this massive cliff in the background, this hill with the cows and stuff, this castle, and then next to it, like a 3-car garage.